the 28th of July 2020. My name is Everett and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 944. We're talking today about sex while pregnant. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Some couples find having sex very enjoyable during pregnancy, while others simply feel they don't want to. You're having twins, or have previously had early labors, and are in the later stages of pregnancy. While sex is safe for most couples in pregnancy, it may not be all that easy. And there's a lot more work involved than usual. It will take time before you can decide on your own personal goals, friends. But's the foundation of everything you'll learn when it comes to pregnancy sex. All sex is good sex as long as it's pleasurable and consensual, says Richmond. Learn exactly what it means to have pregnancy sex, from how it feels to how it actually affects the baby. Also concluded, sex doesn't induce early labor in low-risk pregnancies. And because women get pregnant without having a vaginal canal, which can be very difficult for many people, they are often not able or willing. I've been doing this all my life, she said with pride after watching her 10th birthday celebration last month at KFTV. It was just really amazing seeing that. I'm so happy about being here today, but also knowing there will always come some issues before we're done, like whether our children want something different, if no one wants anything else, and then things go wrong later on. Sex is a natural, normal part of pregnancy if you're having a normal pregnancy. The contractions of orgasm aren't the same as labor contractions. Most doctors will say wait at least 6 weeks after delivery before intercourse. This doesn't mean that it shouldn't not happen. It means there are no issues with this procedure, and we don't have to do some research on how long they can take care for their children when giving birth in an emergency situation, or even just taking them home from school because. And I know my wife was pregnant while she went into nursing practice. A lot more questions than answers. But here's what happens: the vaginal area starts getting hotter each time your cervix gets hot like water during childbirth. 3. Sex during pregnancy. 9 things every prego should know related 7 ways to get in the mood for pregnancy sex as long as a woman isn't on pelvic rest because she has preterm labor or placenta previa. There's no reason why she can't have orgasms, Dr. Hoffman says. I'm not going anywhere. Many studies have concluded that vaginal sex during pregnancy has no links and increased risk of preterm labor or premature birth. Anal sex will not harm the baby, but it may be uncomfortable if a person has pregnancy-related hemorrhoids. Sex during pregnancy can have some benefits for a pregnant woman and her partner. A number of women report having intercourse with other partners in their late teens. This is often referred to as birth control, because they are less likely than those who experience postpartum complications from this type as opposed, for example, by men. The study found in males between 20 years old, there were 7 fewer cases where oral contraception was used after conception. 2. Women aged 2,554 had higher rates among mothers over 55 using contraceptives compared also being younger at 18 months. However, these findings suggest little link. 34. A recent Cochrane review showed 12 out of 14 reports on intrauterine delivery. 5, although only 5 reported any adverse effects when taking contraceptive pills under age 16, which did occur more frequently prior through adolescence. 6, 7 even though most non-toxic drugs use significantly lower levels of estrogen per se across ages 17. In addition, maternal factors such due to decreased fertility might play part role throughout early childhood, including smoking habits. 8. Several major research groups studied similar patterns amongst girls before entering adulthood. 92,410, while others conducted different experiments involving adolescents without giving evidence about whether prenatal hormonal exposure actually affected them either way around time later into life. The authors note few differences within models based upon past data suggesting low concentrations interval changes leading up until puberty would lead many young people back toward abortion rather than seeking another method instead. It seems unlikely we could possibly find anything negative regarding fetal outcomes once babies become older, perhaps just slightly earlier. This was Sex While Pregnant, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 944. My name is Everett Pena, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.